America means to me a practical ideal, a goal worth working for and fighting for, a concept of human justice that is not only desirable but attainable. Today, America means even more than this to millions of freedom-loving people throughout the world. It means the last, best hope of civilization. It represents a mountain of strength around which those who yearn for peace and hate tyranny can mobilize their forces for the crucial struggle against the enemies of human rights. Their struggle is our struggle, for the cause of peace and freedom no longer can be isolated within national boundaries. We recognize the truth that aggression against freedom anywhere is an attack against our own freedom here in America. The American Republic was founded upon a political ideal, the right of free men to govern themselves in accordance with basic principles of justice and equity. But just as the new America expanded its physical frontiers, it also blazed new trails in the development of human freedom. We have pioneered here in America in the establishment of economic freedom and in the search for social freedoms. Within my lifetime, I have seen an economic evolution take place in America which has been just as dramatic and even more significant than many revolutions. This evolution was accomplished by the organization of labor into free trade unions, through which workers can pool their economic strength and attain economic, social, and political justice. As a result, the standard of living in America has reached new heights. Industrial production has kept growing to meet the demand, and farmers have been able to end their serfdom to the soil. At the same time, America has enacted a body of social legislation to protect the helpless and unorganized, such as the minimum wage law, social security, pensions for the aged, unemployment insurance, and aid to widows and orphaned children. These are all accomplishments to be proud of, but we dare not become smug. Americanism is not, as some Tories would have us believe, a static way of life. It cannot go back. It cannot even stand still. It must always go forward. We still have serious domestic problems. We still must correct the injustices of racial and religious discrimination. We still must meet the worldwide threat of communism against human freedom. Let us join together as Americans and show that we have what it takes to keep America strong, free, and progressive.